all the days of my life. I don't care what the economy say. I don't care if all the people in America go bankrupt. I will not be bankrupt. You know. I don't care if everybody lose their job, but I don't care. But for me, God, you and I have a deal. That's it. You and I have a deal. I need talents. I need business. I have to get up every day and govern it and speak it into. Amen. If I speak it and that it's not happening, there are things that need to be done. If I need to sow, then I go sow. Yes. If I need to sow, I go sow. And if I have done all these things, then there are other things that God needs me to have done to do it, then I have to be brave enough.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to hound the owner of this place to bring this rent down. Amen. I'm not just going to see him once a week. I want to call him every day.
Yes.
I'm going to be like the widow and say, my God, say, this is what we can pay you, and you'll be okay. Or else we're going to move. We're not going to stay here and let you exploit us. That's called government. You know, when the government gets on your case, they don't stop. And when you get on something spiritual too, you don't stop. And that's why I'm pursuing this autism thing further. Why? I don't stop. I've seen some healings. I don't stop there now. I'm going more. Just as we've seen healings over cancer. That now we're having breakthroughs over cancer. Now we're pushing for other things in the realms of healing. We're pushing for the days when we can bring sick people here, blind people in here, and literally see them walk up, healed by the power of God. We don't stop. We push. And we push till we arrive at where God wants us to be. That thy kingdom shall come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Wow. Only a donkey believes that. And allows Jesus to ride on him. Amen. This morning, how many of us wants to be donkeys for the Lord?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand in the presence of the Lord. You know what a donkey is like? When somebody say no, you keep going. You already said no. What the heck? You still go because you're a donkey. You don't understand what that no means. You only want one answer, and that's the answer that you want. And you go till you get that answer. Amen? And people say, you're a donkey, never mind. Because one day, that donkey will be glorified. Because the glorified anointed Lord is sitting on it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When God opens their eyes and they see him sitting on that donkey, they say, I'm sorry, Lord, you know, I would have been dead if this donkey had not kept coming. If this donkey had not kept deterring it, that doing what it was, I caused it to do, or else you would have been dead.
Yeah.
Because you didn't agree with God, God wants to do. We are heading for exciting times. Hallelujah. Amen. We are heading for exciting times. We are not going to walk in the recession. California may go bankrupt, but we are not going bankrupt. You know, everybody is running away from California, but we may be investing and buying in California.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to change things around. Because we're not walking by sight. Not we're walking by our mind, but we're walking by the Spirit of God. And God says, He has plans for us in this land.